Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today, inshallah, we'll have the revision for Surah Al-Falaq, and we will start writing the words one by one. Okay? The first word. Okay, I tell you. Okay, this is correct. Okay? Because now I will start recording. Okay, this is the first word of the Surah, is the word Qul. Okay? Qul is Qaf, Dhamma, Lam, Sukun. Okay, the second word is A'uzu. Okay, a'uzu. Okay, so this is a. What is a? A is alif with a fatha. Okay, and then ayn with a dhamma. Now ayn with the dhamma followed by the waw. So the waw will be what? Long vowel. A'uzu. A'uzu. This is the ayn with the dhamma, long vowel. Then we have the dal and the dhamma. A'uzu. Bi Rabbi. Okay, kifaya? Kifaya. Okay, just a minute. Sister, just a minute. So that we learn, you know, I was expecting a lot of mistakes because we didn't revise it. I want you to write it so that we can correct, okay? Now, kifaya, write it correctly. She writes the letter. Bih kasra, bi, rah, fatha, ra, bi. Bih kasra. Okay, bi Rabbi. Okay, yes. Is the shadda? Bi-rabbi. Okay? This is the shadda. Okay? But there is one point, just a minute, please look to the here. Okay, so that you learn this, because this is always. Okay, now I want kifaya to connect it. I want you to learn one thing. When you look, you tell to yourself, this ra is one way connector. One way connector means it is connected only with the right, not with the left. So now how you will write it? You will connect the ra with the bah, that's it. B, B, ra, then the bah. Yes, very good. Okay, that's very good. So you see? Yes. Now, how she connected? Okay, when you connect, you have to know the most important, the one-way connector, so that you don't connect on both sides. So it will be B. I want you to write the B like this. B, then ra, B. You see? B, Rabbi. B, kasra, then ra, shadda, and fatha. Then I noted that there is another B, but re is one-way connector. So this means that it will be connected only to the right side. So this is B, Rabbi. Al-falaq. Al-falaq. Okay? قُلْ أَعُوذِي. We will analyze every word, because inshallah we will write today قُلْ أَعُوذِ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, and I hope we write قُلْ أَعُوذِ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ better after we learn from Al-Falaq. Now I want you to tell me one letter by one.
Alif.
Alif.
Lam.
Lam.
Fa.
Fa.
Qaf.
La. Falaq.
Falam.
Alfa, fa.
Fa.
La.
La.
Okay, lam, very good. Okay?
Qaf.
Very good. This is very good. Okay? Al-Falaq. But I want you for the Qaf a little bit. Al-Falaq. Okay, now you will put the short vowel. Okay? Al. Al. When you write Al, you put Fatha above the Alif. That's it. Alif. Okay? Then what about the Fa? Fa. La. Qi.
Qi.
Al-Falaq. Very good. Okay, so this is قُلْ أَعُوذُ, sisters, for the sake of Allah. No talks. Okay, so now this is Alif. Because I will get you, okay, now we are learning. But we will have, I will ask you to write it all now after 10 minutes alone in the paper. Alone, okay, the test. So let us learn. This is Al, A, Le. Yes. And I say A, this means the Alif. Al-le, this is lam. Fa-a, le, lam, qa, qaf. This is how you will write. Okay, so number one, I write the letter. Then I said a. Whenever you have alif, lam, put fatha over the alif. This is basic. Okay, khalas, alhamdulillah. I said fa, la, qi. Okay, طيب, alhamdulillah. Who will write min shari? Min? Sorry, these are two different. Okay. Min shari. Okay. You are the next. You are the next. Min shari. Min I want you to analyze it. Is this letter and the is mim, okay? Mim. And men, men, ne. Ne. Very good, men. Okay, now put the please the short vowel. Me. Yes, kasra. Men. Okay, bismillah. Sukun. This is sukun. I want you to write where. Where. Very good. Wamin. Okay. Shari. Now I want you to write shari. This is wamin. Where is shari? Shari. Sheen. Aywa shar. Okay. Can you put the vowels here?
Me.
Sha. Sha. Shari. Shari. Okay. Okay. Shari. Okay. Forget about. معلش sister. Sister. No to. Shari, forget about the sukun above the ra. It is difficult for you. It is only shari. Okay, mashallah, she write it in a good way. So, where is where? Wow. Min is mim, kasra. Noon, sukun. Shari, sheen, fatha, reh, kasra. Okay, now, wa min shari, ma khalaq. Okay, can you please come? Ma khalaq. Very good, ma. So what is these letters?
Mim.
Very good. Alif, can you put fatha or ma? I want you to put the fatha here, above the mim.
Okay, on the mim.
Okay, yes. Here is okay, above the mim. So now, above the mim. Now when you have sisters, please look to the board because this is, okay, go ahead, write the khalaq, kha, okay, keep on, khalaq, khalaqa, where, okay, now this is wama khaqa, this is alif or lam?
This is alif.
Alif, why I said ma khalaq, la,
oh.
La.
You want me to turn it together?
Yes. Sister, for the sake of Allah, look here, because you know, this is the common mistakes, okay? Now, you see, this is alif. No, I said khalaq, lah, lah. It is supposed to be what? Khalaq. Supposed to be lam. I want you to make it lam first. This is not alif. Khalaq. Okay, so I want you to write it again.
So you don't want me to join it there?
No, you have to join it. Just a minute. You have to join it when you correct it. When you correct it.
Okay,
so now until she will write it, okay, I want you to look to your paper. Ma, mim hada fatha. If mim hada fatha followed by alif, this means the alif is a long vowel. So you will read it. Ma. You see, this is how to read the Quran. Ma, because fatha followed by alif is a long vowel. So this will be okay. When the qaf at the end, you complete the circle. Okay? And now, what is this? Again.
Allah.
No. It is khalaqa. Khalaq.
You said this. This is what you said.
No. I tell you one thing. What I said. You make it alif.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I told you it is not alif.
Uh-huh.
It is lam. So you get this one out. And you make it khalaq like this one. Kha, lam, qaf.
Okay.
Not kha, alif, lam, qaf. Kha, la, qa. Kha, la, qa. Okay?
No, so you mean the alif is not
there? It's not there.
Yes,
it's not there. Okay, so that's very good.
Okay.
Now, you see, this is the common mistakes. Okay. Now, wa min sharri, we know wa min sharri. Okay, sister Khadija, I want you to write ghasiqin. Ghasiqin. You see how we... Yes, I was... Waqab. Ida waqab. Okay. Ghasiqin. Sister, please try to concentrate because I will give it to you now. Everyone will write it alone in a plain paper. So let us learn the mistakes. Okay. Ghasiqin. Qaf. Okay. Ghasiq. Okay. Okay, can not now. I will teach you can today, now, today, inshallah. Yes, I will teach it now. Okay. Yes, too long.
Okay.
But this I didn't teach it yet. Okay, this is very good. Okay. So now, please, Balqis, number one. Look here. This is Ghasiqin. Now this is, when first you listen to the word Gha, you tell to yourself this is Gha, the letter Ghin. Okay, and I say Gha with the Fatha. Okay, and this is, I said Gha, so this is an Alif. Then Sa, this is the Sin, and Qaf. Okay, now when you look to the short vowels, it is a fatha, gha, si, this is the si, then qin. Qin, I will teach it to you, inshallah, today, but let us finish, okay? Iza waqab, iza waqab. Okay, again, when you write iza, I want you to notice where is the hamza in iza, okay? Where is the hamza? Okay? When you look to the Quran, try to separate the words. Don't feel that they are one word. Iza is one word, and waqaba is another word. And I will remind you something, okay? You remember before, when we have this, you remember? Okay? And you have this paper, okay? It is in the internet also. I want you to copy, if we have time now, to copy from this one and this one. Okay, if you have, or I leave it for you after I leave, copy please and give it to everyone. Because when you will know the meaning, okay, you will be able, you know, to separate the words. Okay, this is what we, okay, I will adjust it for you. Okay, this is very good, this is correct. Okay, jazakallah khair, yes, this is correct. Okay, now, first I want to tell you one thing, inshallah, ya Balqis, Balqis, okay.
Lala.
Wait. Balqis, you were right. An-naffasati. Otherwise, don't talk, ya Balqis. Okay? But otherwise, you were right. An-naffasat. This is correct. Okay, now you write all the letters. Okay? So now, first, let us, sisters, Sister Balqis. Look, just look and eat. No problem, okay? But just look. I want you to learn this one. This is very important, sisters, okay? This is Al. So that whenever you listen to Al, you tell to yourself, this is Alif Lam. Okay, not Alif only, not Lam only. This is Al. 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 Then I said, Nah. I want you to realize in the Arabic, to realize every letter, so that you will not miss any letter in between. Al. Nah. Okay, this is noon. Fa, this is fa. Then I said, an-na-fa. So this is alif. Then I said, sa, you say three dots. So it will be the letter, alif, beh, te, se. Then I said, an-na-fa, sa. Another alif, t. Now, I forget your name. Nemo put all the letters. Okay, first she will put all the short vowels, then she will connect. Okay, so now I want you to put the short vowel. Very simple. I said anna, so this means nun fat. Fa, okay, fa. Sa, chi. Okay, now she put, okay, this also, the short vowel. But I want to tell you one thing. I noticed that you always write the letters separated. Most of you, maybe you learned it like this before. Okay, now I want you to learn how to write the letters connected from the start. Okay, so now I will show you how to connect while you are writing. Okay, thank you. You can see. Okay, you write it correctly. Now I will show you. Now I will write the alif. Okay, then I will write the lam. Okay, now Nemo write the lam with the curve. This curve is not correct if you write connecting letters. Okay, you have to make it straight line. Okay, consider that you are writing on a straight line like this. Okay, so you have to make it a straight line. Then this is the letter noon, yes. But if you will connect in the Arabic letters, you are not supposed to have any curves in your letters. They have to be either straight. Okay, so now, if the noon is like this as a letter, okay, I learn that if I will put it at the beginning or in the middle, I have to get rid of this part. So it will be straight. This is the noon. So this curved noon, okay, I have to remove this one because I will connect here. How I will have a curve and another letter? How I will connect the noon and the fe? I need to remove this one, and in Arabic there is no curve. When you connect, straight. So the noon will be like this. Again for the fa, you make it like this. Okay, now I need, this is the fa. So it will be an-nafa. You see, this is the fa. Since now I will connect with the noon, okay, I will just make it, you write it like this. It is the same like this, but it will be like this, okay? In the Quran, sometimes the alif is not there. Okay, you just put it like this. This is the alif. You put it up. So now this is an-nafa, then the fih again, and the ta again. Actually, I think this, you have to please realize. This is the fa, this is the ta, this is the noon, this is the letter. But when you write it connected, it cannot be like this. First, I have to remove, when I will connect, I have to remove the end. Second, I have to make it straight. This is how to write the Arabic. No curves, and there is no the end. You get rid of two things, of the curve and of the end. So it will be a nafa. You see? This is L, A, L, N, F, F, T. So now I will tell you, if I want to read this alif and this alif, I need this fatha and this fatha. So that these two will be long vowels. Because the alif, if it is preceded by a fatha, it will be long vowel. So it will be A, whatever alif, lam, you have it, you put fatha above the alif. This is basic. Then I said, N, F, F, T. This is an message. Now I want every one of you, please, to make anything like this and to write an nafasati three times. Without looking to it, you know, in any plain paper. Okay? So that, inshallah, you realize where is your weak point. No problem not to know now. Okay? This is the most important. We are learning. An nafasati. And step by step. An nafasati. If you do mistakes, sisters, no problem. I tell you, I will be the one to write the rest of the words to you. Okay, you just follow with me. Okay, now, when I say I want you a, le, then fatha. This is basic. When I say al, you write alif lam and you put fatha over the alif. Then I said al, please look to my mouth, sister, a'o. A'o. So this means a'o, this means the ayn with a dhamma. Okay, so this is the ayn. With a dhamma. In the Quran, okay, it is written like this, whatever you can write it. Write it according to what you can write now. This is the ayn with a dhamma. Al-u-qa, qa, qa, qa. This is the qaf. So I write the ayn like this, al-u. Then I tell to myself, because you write separated, this is the qaf. Okay? But I cannot write it like this. I have to remove this one and I have to make it straight. So it will be al-u-qa. I will take this one. The qaf and the fih, when you write it in the middle, it will be like a circle with a dot. Okay, so al-u, qa, qa, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, fatha, dah. Al-u, qa, ji. Okay, please. So, please write now again, everyone, al-u, qad, in your paper. A-le-u, qa, dah, di. So that you feel the letters. Al- Alif lam with a fatha above the alif. O is ayn with a dhamma. Qah, qah, qah. O, qa is qaf with a fatha. D is dal with a kasra. Al-u-qa-di. 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 Fil-u-qad. Okay? Then, jazakillah khair, ya Balqis. Okay. Then we will have one word which is missed, okay, which is this one. Yes, yes.
Can they join or they cannot join?
They can join. Oh. This is very good. Al-u-qa-di.
So when you read it, it's going to be al-u-qad, not di.
Yes, in the Quran, yes. The last word, yes. You put sukoon. Yes,
this way,
yes, I will clarify to you this when we read, but now because you are writing. Al-u-qa-di. Okay, now?
What is that?
This one?
Yeah, no, what's that? first letter? Is that
this is ha? Ha.
So it's this one, the one with the big.
Yeah, this is the one. You just remove this one and you strengthen this one.
Okay, so how would you write it for the one that has the dot?
I will clarify to you all. Okay. Okay, sisters, let us move now to the last word. Okay, if you look to the last ayah, it is wa min sharri. Wa min sharri, you know it before. Okay, then we will read together. Yes, go ahead. Yes.
This min sharri is elongated. Why? You know how they it's written on the other area?
Yes.
In Shari?
Okay.
This one somehow, why is it so long?
No, sometimes, you know, I extend like this. This is my own handwriting.
Oh, the guess.
Yes, you can make it small. Follow the Quran. Just, you know, the way of writing, follow the Quran. You know, because in Arabic there are many ways to write. But just follow the Quran. I just want you know, to learn this one, you know?
Okay. I'm coming to you. You're going to give me what? I'm coming.
طيب اوكي
احمد
اذا ان
ان
اوكي this is the difference. Now let us write different. Okay, different hamza. When I tell you sister anna, you see this means that hamza with a fatha anna. When I tell you inna, this means that hamza with a kasra. Okay? So the alif per se is not pronounced. What is pronounced is the hamza. You have to realize this, sister. When I say anna, this means that the fatha is with the hamza. When I say inna, this means that the kasra is with the hamza. Okay? Now, when I say a ad'u, you see? When I tell a, this means the hamza with a fatha. A, da'u, a, ah. Immediately, when you put the hamza above, you put the fatha with it. When you put the hamza down, you put the kasra with it. Get the habit, okay, mashallah. Get the habit for this. The hamza above will have a fatha, the hamza below will have a kasra. This is enough for now. You know, there are different shapes of the hamza, but I don't want to, you know, to discuss it now. It will complicate the issue. Let us now have the most important words of Surah An-Nas, because inshallah next week you will have the homework 7 times the Surah An-Nas. Okay, you can take it. Okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In Surah An-Nas, again, I want you to follow with me, inshallah. Balqis, we will finish it in 10 minutes, inshallah. And the next week, inshallah, I will ask you to write it, okay? I will tell you one word and you will write it in front of me, okay? Inshallah. Okay. So now, qul, you know, all of you, qul. Okay, qul. Okay, you can repeat after me so that also you pronounce Arabic. Qul. Qul. So when I say qul, this means that I have a qaf with a dhamma and a lam with sukoon. Okay, I want you, khalas, now, whenever you read in the Quran, qaf with a dhamma, lam with sukun, this is qul. Qul. Then what is the next word? The next word is a. A, this is the hamza with the fatha. A. A, a'u, this is the ayn with the dhamma. U, zu. So now you learn two words. You learn qul, and you learn, please repeat after me, a'u-zu.
A'udhu.
3 times. A'udhu. Again?
A'udhu.
Okay. Bi Rabbi. This is, we learn it also. Bi Rabbi. Okay. Bi Rabbi. Bi Rabbi. Okay. This is Bi Rabbi. Forget about the Shadda now. This is enough. Bi Rabbi. Then what is the word of this surah is the word An-Nas. How many times it is repeated? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One word is repeated 5 times in the surah. The name of the surah. First, I want you next time, inshallah, you will write the word suratu. This one. In every surah of the Quran, you have su. This is the scene. Suratu. Suratu. Yeah. Suratu. Suratu. This is very important. Okay, when you write, please write first Suratu. Suratu what? Suratu Ale. When I know I learn Ale, I say Alif with Fatha. When I write Alif Lam, I put Fatha over the Alif immediately, mechanically. Okay, so this is Al. Then I say Nah. Nah. This is Noon with a Fatha. And see. Hold on. Surat al-Nas finished. This is most of what is in Surat al-Nas. What else I have words in Surat al-Nas? I have these words. We will discuss it together. Now, inshallah, immediately. Okay. Now, what is the first word? Okay, Sister Fawzi. I want you to read this word. Okay. No, this is lab. Now, when you feel that you don't understand the word, separate it. So it will be meem. Very good. Ma. Li. Ki. Maliki. Okay. Maliki. Maliki. Okay, so this is word number one. Okay? Now, when I want to connect it, it will be maliki. Okay? This is word number one. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, malikin nas. Okay? What is the next? The next is ilahi. I want you to look in ilahi, there is this alif. How I was analyzing? What I said first, I said e. So this means that Hamza is a kasra. Okay, E, leh, 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 this is lam. And I want you, sister, to know this is the word ilah. Okay, ilah in the Quran. Okay, ilah, this is the alif. Heh, he. You see, Hamza, this is the ha. You remember the ha? Ha? So it is E, leh, he. E, leh, he. Clear or not? Now please, every one of you, write Malik and write Ilah. Malik and Ilah. So that, yes, I will show it to you. Okay, this is Al. When I hear Al, so it is Alif Lam with the Fatah. Wa, this is Waw. Al Wa. Then Sa, Al Seen. Sa, Wa, another Waw. Wa, Waw, Alif, Sa. Al, with Wa. Okay, now we have to pronounce it correctly. So it will be alwa, then the sin has sukun. Okay, then the waw has a fatha, so then the sin has a kathra, so it will be alwasi. You have to know that there is sukun here. Okay? Alwaswasi. Alwaswasi, not alwa. Yes, alwaswasi. Please repeat it three times because it has alwaswasi. Al-waswasi. Al-waswasi. I want you to learn in Arabic to make it easy to read. When you have a sukun, divide the word. So you, when you read it, you say al-waswasi. Al-waswasi. When you divide, it will be more easy for you to read the long word. Okay? Al-waswasi. What is the next after al-waswasi? Okay, please come and write it for me. Yalla, go ahead quickly because we are out of time. Al, go ahead. Al, kha, al. This is al. I want you to put a fatha. Alif lam fatha. Kha. Kha. Okay, good. Kha. Na. 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 Okay. Alif. Al kha. Na. Si. Very good. Okay, this is it. Okay. Now, sisters, please look. Okay. This is al. Very good. Then she put kha, kha, nasi. Again, we will connect. We'll be the one to connect. That's okay. Just look to me how I will connect. This is alif, lam, kha. Okay? Then the noon. The noon, when you write it for connection, you have to remove this part. So this is al kha, nasi. You see how it is simple? Okay? You can write it, then you can connect it. If you are familiar with writing separate, write separate, then try to remove the end of every letter and you connect it like this. ال يبوت فتح خ ن في because this is long vowel. The alif is long vowel. Okay. الذي الذي is a very important word in the Quran because it is الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض الله الذي. So first did we learn the word Allah? I will teach you now Allah الذي. Do you know Allah? This is Allah. This is Allah. No, we didn't learn Allah. No, this is Ilah. You see, okay, this is very good that you... This is E. This is E. Ilah. Ilah. Okay, but this is Allah. Okay, Allah will come, inshallah, in Surah Al-Ikhlas the week after, inshallah. But just I want you to know this word because it is always Allahu Alladhi. Okay, this is basic in the Quran. Okay, Allahu is a l double lam ha alif double lam ha. This one, this one. The baby. Basically, sister Fawzia, because she doesn't know anything before. Alhamdulillah. But I don't want you to go to, you know, the depth of the, you know, how to write the Quran. Even we don't know what is going on, you know. These are people specialists, have their speciality to write, you know, how to write the Quran. And it is called, you know, Ar-Rasm al-Uthmani. This is a special way of writing. Okay, so just you have to learn how to read the Quran, alhamdulillah. So, Allazi, what is the next word? The next word is related to this word, sisters. Look here. Okay, this is Al-Waswas. This is what? Who will read this word now? Okay, can you read it? Now, this is al-waswas. What is this now? Let me write it below it. You waswas. Okay, so you see these two words are from the same origin. You know? These are the same. This is the verb and this is the noun. Okay? So what is the difference between this? Okay? This is the same. Wa-sa-wa-sa, just the waw instead of the alif lam, because this is the verb and this is the noun. Okay? So now we learn you waswisu, the last two words, so that inshallah next week you write it as the homework 7 times, then inshallah you will write it in the class. Sudur. This is, what is this? What is this letter now? What is this letter? This is salt. Okay, this is the letter salt. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm not reading Quran with you. Okay, sister, let us read it together. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Qul. I want you to read while not from the memory. Okay. We are reading letter by letter. Qul.
Qul.
A'udhu.
A'udhu.
Bi Rabbi.
Bi Rabbi.
An-Nas.
An-nas.
I told you an-nas because I want you to feel the an-nas. Again.
An-nas.
Qul.
Qul.
A'udhu.
A'udhu.
Bi Rabbi.
Bi Rabbi.
An-nas.
An-nas.
Maliki.
Maliki.
An-nas.
An-nas.
Ilahi.
Ilahi.
An-nas.
An-nas.
Min. Sharri.
Min sharri.
Al-waswasi.
Al-waswasi.
Al-khannas.
Al-khannas.
Al-ladhi.
Al-ladhi.
Yuwaswisu.
Yuwaswisu.
Fi.
Fi.
Huduri.
Huduri.
So. Suduri.
Suduri.
An-nas.
An-nas.
Mina.
Mina.
Al-jinnah.
الجنة
والناس
والناس.